Joe Palca reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an Afghan army unit near a military academy in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least 11 soldiers and wounding at least 16 others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. This follows a weekend of tragedy in which a suicide attack left 103 dead and 235 wounded. Nazif Shahrani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, I think under this president, maybe there is pressure on, more pressure, direct pressure on Pakistan, and that Pakistanis are cornered and they're using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from police detention in Moscow after thousands of pro-opposition marchers rallied against a March election expected to extend President Vladimir Putin's term in the Kremlin. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to an unauthorized rally in central Moscow. Earlier, police raided his Moscow headquarters. Here in the U.S., key Republicans have voiced strong support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's handling of the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, but split on whether Congress needs to approve legislation to block President Trump from firing Mueller. United States Senator from South Carolina, Republican Lindsey Graham, says he hopes the president doesn't try to fire Mueller.
Everybody in the White House knows it'd be the end of the President Trump's presidency if he fired Mr. Mueller.
This is VOA News. The European Commission today that it is ready to react swiftly if the United States restricts its exports after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to confront the bloc over what he called its very unfair trade policy. Trump said in an interview with Britain's ITV broadcast on Sunday that he had a lot of problems with the EU and that it could morph into something big on trade. A Commission spokesman, Margaritis Schinas, told a news conference that the European Union did not view trade as a zero-sum game.
It is not about winners and losers. We here in the European Union believe that trade can and should be win-win.
The Washington last week imposed a number of tariffs. The European Commission then said that it regretted the U.S. move.
The European Union stands ready to react swiftly and appropriately in case our exports are affected by any restrictive trade measures from the United States.
It said it had serious doubts that the move by Trump met World Trade Organization conditions. A Somali military commander and three of his bodyguards were killed following an al-Shabaab ambush in the southern part of the country. Lieutenant Colonel Abdirahman Osman Abron was leading a convoy of military vehicles when the attack happened just before noon local time on Monday. Officials said the militants used rocket-propelled grenades and heavy machine guns during the ambush, leading to a gun battle with government troops. Now, elsewhere in Somalia, low rainfall for a fifth consecutive growing season has aid agencies sounding the alert. More than a third of the population is in need of food assistance, and that number could grow in coming months. Mohammed Yusuf has the story for VOA from Nairobi.
Below average rainfall in Somalia has aid agencies concerned about this year's harvest, expected to begin in April. But aid officials say the situation has not reached the level it did at the same time last year, when the United Nations warned of a potential famine. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, Peter de Klerk, updated reporters Monday in Mogadishu.
I'm very pleased to report and to announce that the risk of famine has declined through our collective action. We can be very proud of this achievement, but we cannot be complacent.
Food production is expected to be below normal again this year in most of Somalia. Mohammed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
On Tuesday, the Somali government is expected to launch its humanitarian response and action plan for all of 2018. This is Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA 1.